Well, ladies and gentlemen, who's ready to receive the Word of God? Yes. Now, you can receive the Word of God through different ways, through direct teaching, all kinds of different preaching, but another way is through the personal testimony of somebody. And we've got Lisa Popping with us today, and she is actually part of YWAM. And that Lisa actually comes with a YWAM team every Wednesday morning to our Wednesday service. And Lisa, I'm going to put myself out on a limb here, but I'd even go as far as to say you're actually part of Real Life Church. Yes. You know, you've been coming now for, it's a while. You've been coming, yeah, put your hands together for Lisa. This is Lisa. So Lisa brings a team with her every week, and Lisa particularly specializes in counseling, and so she helps us on Wednesday mornings in particular. But she shared a testimony at the end of last year, and I was just so touched through it, and you're going to be blessed today. Could you put your hands together again for Lisa?
Good morning, everyone. Like Pastor David was saying, my name is Lisa, and I'm actually originally from the Netherlands. I know there's some Dutchies in here, like they often come and find me. Yeah, I grew up in the Netherlands. I moved to Australia when I was like 21 to come and do missions here. So I felt called to come to Perth to become a missionary. And I work with an organization called Youth with a Mission Perth. And we are a Christian missions organization that is all over the world. And we have one campus here in Perth, and it's down in Claysbrook. The different things that we really focus on is mercy, training, and evangelism, of course. Thank you. That's why I brought Heather, my friend. yes, so those are the three things that we're focusing on. And like Pastor David was saying, I personally do a lot in the area of mercy, so in the area of counseling and mental health. As we probably all know, the city of Perth and Western Australia and Australia in general has a lot of need in the area of mental health. And when I came here, I wasn't really aware of that. Like, I came here for the first time in 2012, and I came for an internship because I was studying graphic design, and I really wanted to get out of the Netherlands. So I got this opportunity, came here. When I was here, I worked with the missions organization and did graphic design, but in that time, I really saw God, and I saw God at work. I saw God just be in such a like new and real way for me, like I've never had seen him before. And it really transformed my life. I personally have a testimony that goes around mental health. And I'm going to come today and just share a little bit about myself, but as well, mostly about what God has done and how God can really transform people's life. And I am the walking testimony, and I would like for you guys to hear that story, because it's been just such an incredible journey for me, and it's been an incredible way for me to get to know God. And I know that he wants to make him known to you guys in a new way again today through this story. And really, I would have to really start all the way at the beginning of my life, where I was 3 months old and my dad left our family. So I stayed behind with my mom and my two siblings. So I was only 3 months. The comment that I've often gotten from people is like, oh, you were just 3 months, so you probably didn't notice anything. You definitely notice when your father just walks out and like you don't see him for several years. So that's kind of where my life really started. There was a lot of stress. There was a lot of hurt. And when I was 5 years old, my mom remarried. And that was really something that for me was like, whoa, I'm going to have a dad. Like, I would come home in the afternoons from school, and I would ask my mom, like, why does everyone has a dad and I don't? And it was so confusing, because my friends would always talk about it and I had no idea. So when I was five and I like my mom remarried with my stepdad, and I was like so stoked, and it was great for the first couple years. It was great, and then things got really challenging for my family. My parents lost their jobs. There was a lot of financial stress, and what kind of came out of that is that there was a lot of violence in my home, and a lot of that really came down to me really protecting the family. So where I very young started already becoming like someone that cared very much for my sister. So my mom and my stepdad, they had a daughter, and she was obviously younger than me. So very soon when like the violence started, my older siblings moved out. So I kind of became the older sibling, and it was bad, and it was just not like a great environment to grow in or like grow up in. And it was really hard. And I remember very well at one point knowing like this is not like the life that I want to live. And when I was 17, like after one of the like the fights that had happened, the next morning I remember going to my mom and I basically said to her like, you have a choice. Like both of your like older children have already left. I'm not going to stay in this house if it continues to be this way. So I'm going to leave now. And I, let me know what you decide because I'm not going to come back. So I was 17 when I left home. And looking back now, God put someone there, like my youth pastor. And he took me in and with his wife. And it was a great time for me to really be able to kind of settle down and realize, okay, I'm here. I have myself. How am I going to do life? I'm 17 years old. What am I going to do with my life? And I grew up in the church. I grew up in the like Reformed church. And so a lot of it was just rules. What was still like, you know, like I still got to know God. I still went to Sunday school. And it really, you know, like I always kind of knew there was a God there. I don't think I necessarily made a choice for God at any point. But yeah, I remember getting at that point, and that's where I was like, okay, now I need to make this life for myself. So very soon after, I came to Australia, and that's where I met God. And that's where the story really drastically changed, because I remember just thinking like, oh my gosh, like I have now this reason to actually do life. Like I have a reason to continue to move forward in my life. And when I came back from Australia, things really went south, like with my personal mental health. As you can imagine, growing up in an environment like that, it's not that you necessarily develop very well. So when I started living in the world, I just realized there were so many things that I didn't understand. There were so many things that I had never learned or knew how to do. I didn't know how to do relationships. I didn't know how to like do finances. I didn't know all these things. And when I met God, there was this like hope, but truly there was all of this great mess that was left. And I was like, I don't really know what to do, but I'm just going to set one step forward every single time. And really when I came home, I had a house by myself, and I started getting really depressed. And at that time, I got diagnosed with like different chronic sicknesses. When you're in stress for a real long time, it does something to your body. And God has created us physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and mentally, and all of that connects in together. And for me, that was very clear that when I got sick, it really started, you know, like became really clear for me that it wasn't just my physical body. So I really decided at that time, I don't want to live this life. I don't want to have a life like I've seen my family live. I don't want to live a life like my brother chose to live. What was a life of drugs? And I was like, I don't want all of this. And really, the one thing that I really remembered from meeting God was that he has a good plan for my life. And that's all that I remembered, really. And after one of my depressive episodes, my psychologist that I saw at that time was like, I really think you need to go into more intensive care. And so I went to a mental health facility, and it was a Christian mental health facility where I had this intake. I mean, it's like you basically sit in a room with a lot of very scary looking people for a 19-year-old, and you're like getting all these questions. And the psychiatrist looked at me, and I think he was actually the only non-Christian guy, and he looked at me and he asked me, like, do you want to be alive? And I was like, if I'm honest, no. And then when he asked me the question, he was like, so why are you still alive? And I don't really know what happened. I mean, I do know what happened. Holy Spirit came, and the thing that I said was, I want to be alive because I know that God has a better plan for my life. And that was like, the room went quiet. Like, they were just all staring to me. And then I think the Christian psychologist realized, she was like, I need to say something. So she's like, amen. And it was just like, they were just like, whoa, where does it come from? And my mom was there too, and she was like, whoa. And I think it was for me, like, that was why I was alive, because I truly hold on to the fact that God had a good life for me. So from that point, like, man, I had so much treatment, so many conversations, reconciliations with my dad, with my mom, with everyone, all the relationships that I had messed up because I was so bad at relationships. And after I did that, I was like, okay, now I'm going to do my plan with like God. And that was when I came and moved to Australia. So that was 2015. I came to Australia and did a disciple training school. So that's the entry course to get into YOM and Youth with Mission. And it's basically a course, 12 weeks of lectures. You learn more about God. And then 12 weeks you go on outreach and you like share God. So it's to know God and make him known. And I did that. And at that time I was like, this is what I want. I'm just going to do this. I don't know where it's going to bring me, but we're going to do it. So I did it, showed up in Australia again, and did my disciple training school. And a couple weeks in, maybe it was week 10, God spoke to me and he's like, you're going to be a missionary. And I remember being like, okay, that's great. And I, like, some people in my class would hear like the same thing, and they were like, oh my gosh, I need to give up everything. But for me, it was like, I already gave up everything. Like, I was 17 when I lived by myself. Like, this is great. Like, this is God's plan for my life. So I was ready. So I jumped in and did a counseling school because I really felt like God was speaking to me about like mental health and counseling. And then I joined staff, like we say that. So you become a full-time worker with Youth with a Mission. And I was staffing a disciple training school. So that's like you come alongside the students and you take them on outreach. You kind of do all the work so that they can have their experience with God. And it was awesome until one morning where I was in a prayer meeting and this one girl was crying out to God for one of the students. And I don't know what happened, but it was like my brain just shut off and my sight just went very small and I couldn't see anything. And I heard the leader of the school, I heard him finish the prayer time. And I was like, okay, he's finishing, so everyone is going to leave the room soon. And in the small sight that I had, I saw his hand swing by because he was walking out of the room, and I grabbed his hand and I don't know what I said, but I said, I need help. I can't, like, there's something wrong. And he came and sat next to me, and I realized that a lot of my memories growing up, my brain had kind of shut them down, so I couldn't actually access them. Like, I couldn't think about what had happened. So later on, I learned that that's pretty normal when you have traumatic experiences, that you just kind of like dissociate with the experience. But at that time, it was like God brought them back. And why I say it was God bringing them back is because I believe before that, when I couldn't have my memory, like I couldn't remember, I remember thinking like, oh, that's so gracious of God that I don't need to remember all those bad things. And then when the bad memories came back, I was like, oh, so God now decided to bring them back. And when they came back, it was horrifying, really. And it also came with something called post-traumatic stress disorder. So short for PTSD. But like it's basically like where your body gets triggered and you basically can't control your physical responses. So you get flashbacks, you go sweaty, you just like are not able to really control your physical responses. And it was all related to the violence. So really I could sit into like a lecture and the speaker would get like really excited about the topic, and I had to leave because I was like, I wasn't able to stay, kind of thing. So really, like, God just put so many amazing people in my life, and he really put people there that really walked me through, and he really helped me, like, understand what was going on, but as well, like, helped me to get the right help. And then when I started walking through that, I actually started noticing that God was really starting to heal those things in a new level. So I remember really asking God constantly the question of, like, why are you calling me here? Why are you calling me to Australia to then, like, have me go through this while I'm not actually able to do the things that I feel like you're calling me to do? It just really didn't make any sense to me. And but in that time, it was where God started speaking and God started pouring out vision about, like, explaining to me that what I went through as a child and the different mental health stuff, like, that's actually something that a lot of Australians deal with. And he was like, I called you here with a purpose. Like, you're here for that reason. You're here because people in Australia need to hear about this, because they need to receive healing, and you know that it's me that can heal. So he started pouring out vision to start a ministry, vision to start, like, different, like, things that really would, like, glorify him and the healing process, and bringing out the truth that God is our healer and God can heal mental health. He can actually bring and restore our brain. And so like he started speaking that, and something that we do in YWAM is a lot of training, and one of the training is a leadership and pioneering seminar. So it's like 6 weeks where you kind of go and like really focus on a vision that God has given you and practically look at, like, okay, how can I work this out? So I did that because I felt like God was really speaking to me about this mental health and starting ministry and different things like that. And but constantly I had this question, but God, you haven't healed me yet. I know that you can, but you haven't done it yet. And like, it was this constant, like, kind of question in the back of my mind, but at the same time I was like, okay, God, like, I'm gonna keep obeying you, I'm gonna keep stepping forward in the visions that you've called me to do. So that's what I did. And at the end of your 6 weeks, you go like on a stage kind of like this, it's a little bit bigger, you have like 700 people watching you, and you tell all of them, this is my vision, this is what God spoke for me to do. And you basically share that. And that really comes with a level of accountability because all your leaders sitting on the front row, and you know they're going to keep you accountable because you're telling 700 people that God spoke something, so you really need to do it. So I was quite nervous, but I did it. And when I stepped off the stage, God spoke to me, and he said, "Lisa, you're healed." And I remember thinking, but what did you heal? Because there was so many different problems that I was like, what did you heal? Anyway, I was like, kind of like a little bit like, okay, let's see what happens. So I started like putting things like on purpose in place. So things that normally would trigger me, I would like actually like try to really like test it out. And I started realizing that nothing was happening. And I was like, whoa, nothing is happening. So I did that for a couple of weeks. And I remember after those couple of weeks, I went to one of my leaders in YWAM that had walked me through this. And I told him, and I was like, I think God healed me. And he just started weeping. He was just like, because we realized that where most like professionals had told me like, this is going to be the rest of your life. Like, you just need to find ways to cope with it. You just need to figure out like how to do life with this. And in that sense, be limited. Like God said, no, he said, I'm going to heal you. And he healed me. And you know, like, I'm not like, it was amazing because I was suddenly able to do my life again without all those limitations. And I remember thinking like, oh, whoa, like I actually have so much space in my life now. And when that happened, like I started actually being able to do more ministry, and I was being able to like actually start pursuing really what God had for me. And when I really started stepping in what God had for me, but then it was also like the constantly stepping out and believing God for that like healing every day. Because it's very much like with mental health, it's kind of scary sometimes. Like it's like, oh, maybe it comes back, or what's going to happen, or like kind of that idea. But and things have come back, and I've had like since that time, I had a depressive episode, and I was like, I went to my leader and I was like, okay, just so you know, this is happening. Like, this has happened many times before. I'm fine. Like, I just want you to know. And he was like, let me pray for you. And he prayed for me. The next morning I woke up and it was gone. And this was after 4 weeks of feeling like really low. And it was like, it was gone. And God just like lifted it, because he knew that like it was limited me in the calling that he had for me. So really, it's just amazing in the sense of like how really God is really wanting to show, like I believe through me, like to people that he wants to come and bring healing. He wants to come and restore people. And I mean, that's why I come here every Wednesday, and that's why I bring my team here, because we want to be that hope in Western Australia, and hopefully one day again in the rest of the world, to really bring the message that God actually can restore people, like with mental health, and where we often are trying so many different things, but truly it's his touch that can do it. And sometimes it's a one-time thing, right? Like you pray and it's like healed. Like that time for me with my depression, it was like, it was gone. But if I look back on my season with the PTSD, it was like months for me, like going through therapy, working it out, choosing to keep obedient to what God has for me, and to like really step out and say like I'm going to trust God. And then he brought the healing. So it's not always the immediate. It's also the journey. And truly that journey has been great for me. But even like my family, like where it was so broken, like when I came back from Australia, I decided to get baptized when I was at home. And that was obviously was a great testimony for my family. And they all came, and it was great. And the night when I left for moving to Australia for long term, it was in 2015, my stepdad came to my room and he sat down on my bed and he was like, "Lisa, if you are willing to leave everything behind here in the Netherlands, then your God needs to be real." And maybe 8 months later, he gave his life to Jesus on a mountain while he was cycling, and God spoke to him. And it was amazing. And I think it was a year or so later, I got to fly home to see my stepdad baptized. And it was amazing because that's what we have been trusting for. And to be honest with you, like I said, in that church, and I really didn't know anyone in that church because I hadn't been to that church. And I sat there and I just was crying the whole service because I knew the amazing power that God had in that moment and the healing that he brought in. And I see that with my mother, with my sister, and we're still trusting for my other siblings, but we have seen an incredible healing. And I really believe that comes in obedience and the constant step and moving forward and having faith in God and really trusting him that he will come through. And even in the situations that seem impossible, I think for me, seeing the journey of my family, there's been many times where I have thought this is impossible. It's impossible for my stepdad to get saved. It's impossible for my family to see that turnaround. It's impossible for me to ever have a healthy relationship with someone. And now I live in Australia, and I've been here for about 6 years, and I lead a ministry that reaches out in the city to families that say it's impossible. And actually, I can say now, because not just because I know from the Bible, but because of my own experience, that there is hope and that it's possible in for them to see that restoration and healing. And really today, that's the message that I really want to bring. There's always hope. There's always a possibility because God makes the impossible possible. And Lord, really, he really wants to, I really feel like God wants to, empower you guys today, because I know, this is my story, but I know that this church has a lot of stories like this. And I know there's many people that have received healing because I've met many of you guys. And, the people in WA, and that's where we are restricted to now, is the people in WA, they need to hear that there is hope. They need to hear that there is healing for them. And when I was kind of praying and preparing for this, God kept repeating this stat to me, what is one in five Australians suffer of mental health, and six people die of suicide every day in Australia, every day. And to be honest with you, I didn't even want to multiply that by the days of the year because I was terrified of that number. And I was it's something that we all, we can all step out in. We can all do our little thing, but also we all need to continue to trust for healing in our own lives. And God really wants to do that today. He really wants to bring healing. He really wants to bring that restoration. And in a moment, we're going to just have that time where people can come to the front to really receive that healing and receive prayer for healing. And as well, what I really want to invite people to do as well is the people that actually care for people with mental health issues. There's many people that are caring for people, or they are trusting for people that maybe are having addictions or having different issues. And it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard to continue holding on to that hope. And I really believe that God wants to come and really touch both of these categories. He really wants to come alongside and spread the message of hope. And I hope that you guys have been encouraged today, and that encouragement can multiply to the people of Western Australia and hopefully beyond that. So I'm going to pass it back to Pastor David, and we will just go into a time of prayer.
Yeah, so you stay with me on the platform. So that was beautiful, wasn't it? That was beautiful.